America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Number?
I think
then we're going to the convention. And well, I would not go in there and say because I have more than them, I should get it. I have to win the delegates to be able to be the nominee.
But if
those
an
are the rules.
By people to, in other words, if they're saying vote Rubio here and vote Kasich here and vote Cruz here and vote this person here, in other words, to prevent somebody from getting 1237. Yeah, they're allowed to do it. I believe in freedom of speech. But to me, it's all to create a big fight on the convention floor.
Well,
now, you said it would be an education for our kids. I would argue that if the number one vote getter and delegate getter gets denied the nomination, that their supporters are going to bolt. They'll never vote in the general election. Do you think I'm wrong?
Yeah, I do. I think the Republican Party will be united when we leave the convention because we'll want to beat Hillary Clinton. And one of the considerations they're going to take into account is who can beat Hillary Clinton. I'm the only one in Ohio, anyone running that can beat her in Ohio. But, Sean, here's the other aspect of it is I didn't tell my people to go vote for somebody else. I'm not involved in any games
whatsoever.
Marco Rubio
said to vote for you in Ohio.
Well, okay, but I didn't. They asked me about should people who are for me in Florida vote for somebody else. They said no. I'm running
I'm
for president.
I'm not saying you're a part of it. But here, let me ask one last question.
Well, I haven't had a thing to say. You've been asking all the questions and speaking.
Well, you
don't
want
a chance
like to host
speak.
The show. You've
like
done
I'm
enough
in,
hosting.
I feel like I'm in a debate and I don't get called on. But go ahead. What's your last question?
If you come in third, do you think you should, and other people had a lot more votes than you and a lot more delegates than you, do you think you should really be up for that nomination at that point?
Sean, I'm not going to get into projecting. We'll see when we get there.
How about
Why would
Donald
I adopt
in third
the fetus?
If Donald Trump comes in third.
Sean, I'm not going to get in projecting what's going to happen. This is the craziest election that we've had in decades. And I'm taking things a day at a time. Look, I'm running for president because I have the experience, the record, and the skills to lead this country. I'm not interested in any parlor game or electing a class president. I'm interested in being president of the United States because I know how to handle international affairs, and I know what it takes to fix the economy. That's why I'm running for president, and I'm going to run to the very inch of everything that I can do. So I don't want to get into, what about this or what about if that happens? I'll take care of Ohio. Then on Wednesday, I'm going to Pennsylvania. I'm going to travel across this country, and I'm going to campaign, in a way in which I'm finally being heard, and I believe I'll be the nominee. How do you like that one, Sean?
Listen, I've never known you to be shy, so I'm not surprised at all.
Governor, I love you, man, but, let's just take it a day at a time. Thanks for giving me a chance to be on.
We love having you. Governor,
Governor John Kasich and Sean Hannity, of course, going back and forth. And again, this is the challenge I have with some of the, some of the questioning. I mean, they're trying to create, things down the road that, they'll play out. I mean, it's one thing to conjecture that, hey, what happens if we, we go to a convention where it, you don't have a clear leader, what potentially could happen. But again, this kind of exposes people's mindset and their thinking that, hey, look, if they're in the tank for Trump, can all hell break loose if he doesn't get the election, goes there with the most delegates. And that seems to be the case. But this is all just ginning things up for, I guess, ratings or whatever. But today, of course, Super Tuesday, 367 delegates on the Republican side up for grabs. We'll see how that plays out. For those of you in whether it's Florida or Illinois, Missouri, North Carolina, the Northern Mariana Islands caucus, where there's 9 delegates up for grabs. And, of course, Ohio, hopefully you're registered to vote, that you actually go out to vote. And I always say, don't go by yourself. Take a neighbor. I mean, you can talk to your neighbor. You don't have to necessarily talk politics. But, hey, do them a favor. Go in and extend, a good neighbor's hand and take them to the polling station. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com to...
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey,
well, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. You want to drop me an email. We'd love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Now coming at you Monday through Friday from 9 to 12 noon Eastern Time. As always, good to have you along with us. We're going to open up the microphone. We're going to open up, yes, the microphone. Give you a chance to voice your opinion. The phone lines, 877-317-6432. That's 877-317-6432. Let us know your thoughts. You know, what do you think about Super Tuesday? What do you think about, the guests that we've had on to discuss, whether it's productivity and, the great ideas that Brian Tracy talked about in terms of programming our thinking and our minds to be more successful. You know, follow those tracks. You know, as I said earlier, you want to be successful, do what successful people have done. I mean, this isn't a new thing, and one of the things that I wanted to mention with Brian, of course, is that in this information age in which we live in, it's most incredible. You know, you can learn so much from YouTube. There's the resources that are available on the internet are just absolutely abounding. I often tease about my youngest son, whose birthday is next week, by the way. He'll be 25, and I get a kick out of him because his brothers and sisters will go to me and go, "Dad, how does he know this stuff?" And I said, he's a YouTube fan. I mean, if he doesn't know something, he goes to YouTube. And what scares me about him, because, it doesn't seem like any task is too daunting, except for, cleaning his bedroom, maybe. But when it comes to certain things he doesn't know, he goes to YouTube. And what concerns me is one day, one of his friends are going to come to him and say, "Hey, I need brain surgery," and David's liable to go to the internet and look up, how to conduct brain surgery. I kind of tease about that because it is amazing to me the way he has been raised. He's absolutely fearless about taking on some of these tasks. These are the complicated ones. The simple ones, like I say, cleaning his room and, a couple other things, that's a whole nother issue. But, I'm accused of being a Marine. So because I was a former Marine, I'm just too, too strong about it. But that's where, I need to listen to Joshua Straub, who talked about, that need for emotional support and emotional safety where a child can express themselves and for us, parents and dealing with children that go on to that next phase of life, they're no longer children. You have to give them that safety to and respect so that we understand them, that is the priority, to understand what they're telling us, not for us to be understood. And as I made reference, the prayer of St. Francis, which is one of the lines in the prayer of St. Francis, is that God would help me to be one to understand as opposed to be understood. Again, we're subordinating our agenda to the others. And when we do that, at least in my life experience, I found that to work out most successfully. Of course, another topic that we covered, this morning on the show was Stephen Meyer and about our children, whether or not they're getting the full story about evolution. And full, yes, he said F-U-L-L, but I wonder, if in some cases it's not F-O-O-L because of, science's, just insistence that there's no intelligent design. And of course, for me, And my personal belief, I believe what's driving this, what is the underbelly of this whole thought about evolution, is that we want to take God out of the public square. We want to take God out of our lives. And I say, look, that's an individual choice. If you want to do that, that's up to you. And I believe you do so at your own peril. It is a very dangerous thing to turn your back on God. And if you think not, look at our country today that was based on godly principles. We've turned our back, and then we wonder why, you know, we are in such a state of confusion. I maintain that we're in a state of confusion because we've unanchored ourselves. We're like that untethered balloon. You know, the Bible says that a nation without vision shall perish. That other part, as opposed to perish, is also says it casts off restraint. And here we are in America today. There's no restraint. As someone once said, that we don't blush anymore in America. There's nothing incredible anymore. In fact, we're going to play for you a little bit later. Hopefully we get to it. And this is kind of a man on the street comments of, talking to people in front of the Supreme Court where they're discussing abortion. And we need to understand, again, with that principle that Dr. Straub was talking about, as understanding as opposed to being understood. Let's understand where these pro-abortionists, Americans, citizens, where they're coming from. What do they believe in? And, this man on the street comments from these people, it's quite revealing. And, on one hand, it makes me sad because I think, wow, we're going against the ultimate power of the universe, the God of life, in order to accommodate our own convenience and our own personal desires. Again, God has given us that ability. We're free choice agents. You can make that choice. And if you want to fall off the building of your own free will and find out the law of gravity really is in force when you hit the ground, hey, that's up to you. If that's what it takes, God gives us that choice. And I think in many ways we are experiencing that in this country, and particularly when it comes to this situation of of abortion. I mean, we have eliminated nearly 60 million babies, and people will insist that it's not a child. And the question of the day with this man on the street interview was, when is it illegal to commit an abortion? When is it illegal? Is it in the third trimester? Is it right before the child is born? And the prevailing thought is, it's all the way. They're all in. And go ahead.
Oh, I did manage to get it cut up, so we'll come back into the next segment to let people hear it. And it's pretty shocking. It's pretty eye-opening. It seems like something that should be so easy for them to answer, And at one point, a lady starts talking about, how if you give a baby rights, how it's a horrible thing to give baby rights. And it's like, okay, it's a person.
Well, it's like they see it as, if you give the baby rights, it comes from the mother. And the mother has less rights because you've given the baby rights. That's not the way God-given rights work. It's not at the expense of the other. It's with respect to the other, but not at the expense. And this is, again, this follows the vein and the mindset and discussion of the altar of convenience. Hey, look, I need to do as I dine well please, and if I've got a child to work around and get in the way of my choices, I can choose to take that child out because I can. And the fact of the matter is, yes, you have that ability. You are a free choice agent. You can do that. But is that in your best interest, ultimately? Is that in your singular best interest? That's something to think about, as Brian Tracy would say. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Imagine how much cooler I'll be in summer.
Once again, an abortion case has reached the Supreme Court. As always, there are plenty of protesters here, and I'm going to talk to some of these activists and find out whether they think there is any time during a pregnancy in which it should be illegal for a woman to have an abortion. What point in a pregnancy do you think it should be illegal for someone to have an abortion?
I don't think that's my question to answer, and I'm not pregnant.
That's not up to me. That's up to medical professionals.
Women, for any reason, under any circumstances, have the right to terminate an unwanted pregnancy. This is an absolutely positive moral choice.
So at any time during the pregnancy?
Absolutely.
Up till the moment
women,
of birth?
Fetuses are not babies.
At what point do you think it should be illegal for a woman to terminate a pregnancy?
I think, you know, nobody knows what it's like to step in a woman's shoes except her.
I'm going to listen to the medical professionals. Thank you very much.
You don't have an opinion on that?
Medical professionals.
If you say that you call it a baby and you give it rights, then essentially you're saying that that woman does not have rights.
Right to an abortion, which is an extremely important right for women. And without it, you can't live a full and happy life in this country.
Without abortion, you don't think you can live a full and happy life?
Absolutely not, because so many people need abortions. My wife had two.
So you guys are okay in some circumstances with third-term abortions, late-term abortions?
I mean, it's not really my call.
Yeah. Well, you're an American voter, so, I mean, it is in a lot of ways. If states are going to vote to make these laws, then at the same time, you guys do have a say in it. Legally speaking, where would you limit the ability for a pregnant woman to have an abortion? At what point in pregnancy?
I actually would not.
You wouldn't at all?
No,
so
I would not.
All the way up until the moment of birth?
And I really think it should be up to the family.
So is there any point, second trimester, third trimester, where you would say abortion should be illegal?
I personally wouldn't, no.
Okay. So you don't think it should be illegal at any point in pregnancy to terminate?
I think we can finish.
I think we're done.
Thank you.
It's a pretty easy question, though.
Thank you so much.
Don't answer.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
I know a lot of people who do not want to answer this question for some reason, but I think I know why.
So there are conservative anti-choice outlets, so I might not talk to them if I were you.
Okay. You can handle it. You seem smart enough.
Definitely smart enough not to talk to you.
You wouldn't make anything, any type of abortion illegal under any circumstances at any point in the pregnancy.
We're good.
Where are they going?
We're good.
Okay. Bye, guys. At what point during a pregnancy, would you make abortion illegal?
I don't think that it's necessary to have that conversation. I just think that it's arbitrary to have that conversation.
This is a pro-life, media group, right? So, they're anti-abortion media group.
All right.
Nothing wrong with that, though, right?
Yeah, forced motherhood is female enslavement.
It's female enslavement. Wow, okay. There are a lot of women who support the pro-life movement, though.
They're
what about
deluded.
Them?
They're deluded, they're marginalized, they're oppressed, and they're a shameful force. Absolutely brainwashed.
So pro-life women are brainwashed?
I think that a provider is the person who is making the decision, you know, who would say to the person, you know, who is... I just don't think that that's a conversation that needs to be
had. But the woman just doesn't feel like having the baby anymore.
I really don't think that's something that happens every day. I mean...
Probably not, but you'd be okay with it.
I think abortion has to be a right.
If you're carrying it that far to term, it's a medical emergency. If you shut it down in like 7 months or something, then you're not going to be able to save a woman's life. And what if that fetus isn't viable anymore?
Okay, so unless it was a medical emergency, you'd say limit abortion up to a certain point?
No.
No. Okay, so basically any time for any reason.
Yeah.
You believe there should be no point in a pregnancy where it should be illegal to terminate that pregnancy?
That's correct.
For any reason whatsoever?
That's correct.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you for being honest, because we got a lot of people who will not answer that question.
All right.
Well, I appreciate the efforts of Dan Joseph there from MRC TV, the man on the street out there in front of the Supreme Court, talking to pro-abortionists, saying, in the spirit of trying to understand where they're coming from and, you know, where we are today here in America. I mean, near 60 million babies have been aborted. And, and the thing is that somewhere between what they're saying and this is just a snapshot of the people outside the Supreme Court. And you know, I think we heard one guy, mostly women, you know, chiming in. But this is what they feel. In order to, I guess, in order to buy into, into this philosophy that a child doesn't have any rights, and as we talked about earlier, you know, this is about, if the child has rights, then the woman has less rights. I mean, does that make sense?
Well, I mean, if that's how you look at motherhood, I guess. I mean, Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me because, well, a baby's kind of reliant on the mom and dad, and it should be a mom and dad. She said forced motherhood. If you're gonna go through all the acts to have a baby, when the time comes to where when you find out your significant other is pregnant, then you have to be ready to accept that responsibility. I mean, you made the choice to go through all the acts.
Right.
There's other things that you can do to take precautions. You weren't doing those.
Right.
So, I mean, that doesn't. It's never really sat well with me. And it's not something that I would ever want to be a part of. I'm very much so a person that says people can make their own choices. Like you said, you want to jump off a building, go jump off a building. That's your call. It's not something I want to be a part of, though.
Well, it's like all choices. You know, there are consequences. You know, to the choices that we make, and even you may be in denial and say, "Look, at the child has no rights," but I think there's a higher authority that would say who has rights here and where do your rights begin and end and where does the next person's rights begin and end.
And the one lady said, you know, oh, it's a fetus, it's not a child. Well, at some point a fetus does become a child.
Right.
And if you can't even register that's happening, then, you know, then you got issues. And the one guy, the other part that absolutely appalls me is the guy who said, well, my wife has had two. Well, okay, well, I could, one is something, you know, there's circumstances that might come up to where one has to happen, but two, that means you're making a very conscious choice. You're going through the same thing again.
Well, it's an option.
Yeah.
It's a reasonable option at this point. It's birth control. So in lieu of birth control, let's just abort a child. Let's kill a child. And let's go back to the fetus statement. You know, it's interesting that it's a fetus when you want to dispose of it and sell the baby parts and make it nondescript. But oftentimes when you speak with a woman who is pregnant, you'll ask, is it a boy or a girl? And they'll say, and if they know it's a boy or a girl, then, you know, it's a baby. I mean, it is, they treat it as a human being. And in some cases, you know, when I think there was another recent case when a pregnant mother was murdered and the person was charged with the murder of two people, not one human being and one fetus. It was two human beings. So even in the court of law, we're deciding what to do. I thought it was quite touching at the 9/11 memorial in New York when you go and you look around and you see the names and the plaques around that perpetual memorial there, and they even list the children of the pregnant women that you know that died on that fateful day of 9/11/2001, and that touched me. I was grateful for that acknowledgement because, you know, for me and in my heart, I want to maintain that this is a human being, and it's sad that our country has come to that point and we've been able to open our minds to the degree that we minimize the significance of life. And I believe we do that at an incredible price, and we're paying that today all around our country. It's 28 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Do you run a business and would like to learn how you can get anywhere from $5,000 to $1 million in 60 seconds? Then let me explain. We're called Capify. We've been loaning and advancing money to businesses for the past 13 years. If your business does at least $120,000 a year, gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business. Our terms are simple, repayment plans are flexible, and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal, and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $1 million in cold hard cash deposited in your business bank account in a few days based off your revenue. Call Capify now and get the money you need.
800-217-5107, 800-217-5107, 800-217-5107, 800-217-5107.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with a Ladybug steam vapor system. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
Back with you, America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, that is the big question that comes out of the empty tomb thousands of years later. Easter is coming. I hope that you find a place of worship to discover that that answer that you may have, because that empty tomb asks a question that has resonated through the ages. Now, what are you going to do about the empty tomb? I know some people want to focus on the cross, and the cross is the start, but then you get to that point of the empty tomb, and then beyond the empty tomb, it is a call to action for all of humanity that have been changed by that experience and understanding, you know, what Easter truly is all about. It's not about Easter eggs, I'm sorry. You know, there's so much about this holiday, it's no doubt, that, you have other antithetical ideas and philosophies that come into it. America has worked a long time to homogenize and lessen the significance of this season. But this is a critical season, not just, you know, for Christians, but I would say more importantly, you know, for people that don't believe, because that is the question ultimately that we're going to ask, is what I believe that's going to be asked of us, unless you just think, you know, you're born. If you're able to be born of a mother who appreciates motherhood and doesn't look at it as a slavery issue, as some of these people have expressed, and these are their legitimate feelings. Now, I understand. I don't necessarily travel in these circles. I don't hear these comments. So what Dan Joseph did for us is a service, because he went into the middle and to kind of help us understand what people's thinking is about, you know, about abortion. How do you get to that point that you're such a disrespecter of life, the very thing that created you, you're willing to toss out and consider yourself as a, you know, as just a fetus. Well, so what happens on the other side of your fetushood? And now you're born, and okay, so now you're supposed to respect life, but the manifestation of our disrespect of life is what we see on TV every day. What's happening in Chicago, you know, and you know, the shootings, the killings of people, of neighbors, and that sort of thing. This endless, you know, this endless disrespect of humanity. You know, you see teachers in schools that are being beat up by their students. I mean, all this disruption that is going on is a result, I believe, with this mindset and this acceptance that life doesn't matter. It's not significant. And so if we reduce it to nothing, then it's okay to abuse it. And there's no consequence to that. And God, in His grace and mercy, allows us to, you know, to play this out, and hopefully we get it before it's too late. Some are getting it and understanding, you know, that you cannot deny the truth. The truth, as we were talking with Stephen Meyer, it gnaws at you. Because, you know, like when your child lies to you, you go, hey, God, this is really, you know, I know he or she is lying to me, but I don't feel comfortable about it. You know, it's like the JFK assassination to this day. We don't know the truth. We know there's something going on, and it's not settled in our hearts, you know, who killed the President of the United States. And I know some of you might say, you know, and I have a dear friend of mine, Hugh Hewitt, and we've had this discussion. He goes, oh, you're into the conspiracy. I go, no, I'm into the truth. I want to know what the truth is. And it's not settled in my mind that one guy out of a book depository building with a $29 rifle can take the head off the President of the United States. I mean, that says a lot about, you know, the Secret Service, about the security around the president. You know, I think it's one of those things where, you know, people, you know, close to the president and close to his Secret Service operations have to look at that. And there's a different conversation they're having in the back rooms about what had to happen in order for the President of the United States to be assassinated. You know, this wasn't just some lucky shot. There's a lot more, you know, a lot more to this than we're told, because, you know, for the sake of national security, you know, we can't handle the truth. And this is supposed to be a government of, for, and by we the people. But we're kept in the dark because the elites want to control and tell us how we should live our lives. And don't worry about it. We'll take care of you. You know, we'll take care of you from, you know, from cradle to grave. You know, we are your daddies, is what the elites would want us to believe. And look what they're doing. I mean, in our earlier reports, I mean, we've trusted them now with our healthcare system. And their answer is Obamacare. And of course their delusion, and you know, their persuasion that they want us to buy into, is that we just haven't given it enough time. We haven't given it enough money. This is the problem with progressives. It's never enough time, never enough money. So we keep getting, you know, deeper and deeper in debt. We're $19 trillion in debt, and what do we have to show for it? And this is why, you know, in some cases, people are looking for somebody outside of the government that understands how real life works. That if you invest a dollar, that you got to get a dollar plus back. You know, that's a return on investment. Not that you invest a dollar and you know, you're lucky to get 50 cents back. You know, you do that too often, then you start running at a deficit. Hello, you know, here we are, and you know, and you get these politicians that tell us straight away that hey, you just got to understand, you just got to keep pouring in more money. Well, this is our government. You know, we can, you know, we get what we expect. If we expect this kind of usury, if we expect our, and accept that our politicians can steal from us and misrepresent our interests, then you get what you get. And this is what we have in 21st century America. This is not what makes America great and exceptional. And, you know, before you say, how dare you, talk about the exceptionalism, well, I don't know anybody that wants to be involved in anything that doesn't want to be the best at what they do. That doesn't want to be, I mean, truly, in your heart of hearts. I mean, did you come in with the first day and you realized, okay, I got to earn a living, so I'm going to live to the level of mediocrity? I mean, that's your standard? Or were you pushed into a situation, to, somehow you were drawn, and not necessarily pushed, but where you were drawn into this idea that you could do excellent work, that you could dream big dreams? And fortunately for me, I mean, I was raised by a father and mother that raised the bar and gave us an opportunity to celebrate big dreams and to do well. And, you know, those were the kind of people that I hung around with. And I celebrate American exceptionalism. I celebrate the God-given talent that is around us. As one person once said, I've never met a mere human. You know, when you consider the significance of each human being, to me, it's magnificent. And I think that this is one of the potential driving forces of what lies ahead for this country of ours, is that we've got this pent-up, God-given human potential that's just dying for an outlet, dying for expression and significance. And if we can get the government out of the way and all these social engineers who think they know better and just let the free market system work, wow. I mean, America truly could be great again. And it's not about America. It's about the individuals that are involved in the greatness of America, the dreams that would be realized. And not only the dreams to be realized in this country, but in other countries as well. As Ronald Reagan says that, you know, we are that that shining light on a hill. We are that beacon of hope and encouragement to many, many nations. And that is the dream. That's the vision that I'm shooting for and hoping for this country of ours. It's 19 minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery.
In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
So speak live to the dead and dark inside.
Live.
Just the way you like it, America. It's all about you. It's for you. Okay, this is what it's all about. At 14 minutes before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Buzz Patterson, New York Times best-selling author of Dereliction of Duty, War Crimes, and now Conduct Unbecoming, How Barack Obama is Destroying the Military and Endangering Our Security, is with us. In addition to having served 20 years as a U.S. Air Force pilot on active duty from 1996 to 98, Colonel Patterson was the senior military aide to President Bill Clinton. Now, during that time, he was responsible for the president's emergency satchel, which is commonly referred to as the nuclear football. Well, I'll tell you, Colonel, that puts a lot of responsibility when you're carrying that nuclear football.
Oh, absolutely, Bill. Good morning. Yes, it was one of those jobs where they don't really let you apply for it. The Department of Defense and the Air Force reached out for six candidates. They called me up in my office. I was flying airplanes for the Air Force. Said, come to Washington, D.C. and interview, and I did, and was offered the position and had no idea what the job entailed, and then did it for 2 years, lived in the White House, had a bedroom in the White House and an office in the White House, that went on all the Clinton family vacations and trips and Air Force One and Marine One, and it was just really eye-opening. Saw a lot of things. And I waited until I retired in 2001 and published my first book called Dereliction of Duty.
Now, again, for some people that, we see this from time to time depicted in movies and that sort of thing. I'm fascinated, and I've never spoken with anybody who had that responsibility that you had in terms of this satchel. Is this handcuffed to you, like 24-7? I mean, you're dragging this around even in the shower type of thing?
Well, yes, you are. There's a handcuff on it, and you had the choice of when to actually handcuff it and when you didn't need it. But you are with it around the clock. So it's very heavy. It weighs about 45 to 50 pounds. And
wow.
You take it to bed with you. You take it when the president would go jogging. I'd go jogging with him, and I would put it in the van right behind us, the Secret Service van right behind us. It follows you wherever you go, and so it's, like I said, very heavy, though, so I wouldn't want to put it down whenever I possibly could by my feet.
But
you do have the capability of handcuffing it, yeah.
Now, this satchel, I mean, this is all wired, and it controls the nuclear weaponry, right?
It is everything the president needs, no matter where he is in the world, 24-7, to communicate with the Pentagon and to retaliate or launch nuclear weapons, yes. There's also quite a bit more in there. That's the most, I guess that's the sexiest description of it, but there's a lot more in there that talks about, what to do in the event the president is taken down. There's emergency broadcasting system information in there. It thinks for a crisis, basically, that could possibly happen to the country is contained in that one piece of luggage.
Wow. So, yeah, I mean, if you were to get separated from the president and he's taken down and he's away from the nuclear football, then who's in charge?
Well, it would automatically go to the vice president, and the military aide is the person that actually makes that happen. It would be the vice president or the speaker of the House, depending on whether or not the vice president is still alive. That's why you hardly ever see the vice president and the president in the same room
exactly.
at the same time, is keeping them apart for that, just to kind of keep that pristine in case somebody does get hurt.
Without a doubt. Well, regarding your book, Conduct Unbecoming, How Barack Obama is Destroying the Military and Endangering Our Security, I've been most concerned about this, Colonel, as we've seen a lot of just excellent military flag officers exit stage left here. And
yeah.
I'm shocked to see that kind of talent just, so easily let go. I don't think there's any other company that would allow that kind of talent to escape, you know, their confines like that.
Well, it's even worse than that, though, because what he's done is it's been a very systematic and routine reshaping and remolding of the Pentagon to fit his ideas. He has taken the Pentagon, the military, the most powerful force that history has ever known in terms of the American military, and remolded it to fit his own social engineering ideas. The people that are still in places of power in the military are people that have been handpicked by President Obama. Most of the people that I know that I really respected as leaders and thinkers and war fighters have been forced out one way or the other. So the military we have today unfortunately reflects President Obama's ideology, and I can't believe anything other than that, Bill. It's just a very scary prospect for our nation as we go forward.
Well, you know, I guess the question is, I mean, it's taken them 8 years to get the military to this point. How long is it going to take to reverse engineer this?
In fact, I'm actually working on a brand new book that talks about all the things the military will have to do to recover. And it's going to take quite a while, a couple decades at least, at a minimum. And that's if we don't inherit Hillary Clinton as our next president, commander-in-chief. If she comes in, Bill, I just foretell it just being a really dark time for the country as a whole and for our military in particular, because there's been a lot of damage done in terms of rules of engagement, in terms of the people we put in leadership positions that are not qualified, not capable. And to recover from that alone is going to take us probably 20 years, 20-plus years. But what we would incur if Mrs. Clinton came into office on top of that, it just would just be brutal.
Well, to me, it's like, look what happened in Benghazi. And I still connect her with that. I don't care what she says or anybody else, but it's just, you know, what the president and Hillary Clinton did in Benghazi just speaks volumes that it just seems like people don't want to address. Am I wrong?
No, you're exactly right. You know, in the military, there's a commonly understood and accepted tradition that the buck stops at the top. And I know military, I have friends that were in positions to respond that night, Bill, and the fact that they were told to stand down, not once, but on several occasions, and they could have gotten there in time, not to save every American life that was lost that night, but certainly to save Ambassador Stevens and most of the lives that were lost that night. Mm-hmm. And the fact that somebody in Washington, D.C., higher up, and it had to have gone at least through Hillary Clinton and probably to Barack Obama's desk, to have it gone that far with that kind of capability, waiting to react and respond in defense of our own American lives, to me, is appalling and a crime of the first magnitude. And I think it just, totally renders Mrs. Clinton unqualified and incapable of being our next commander-in-chief.
Don't you find it ironic? I mean, she was the one that called then-Senator Barack Obama out about who was going to be there to take that 3 o'clock in the morning phone call. And here it is. She becomes the one, and the phone's busy, or, you know, she doesn't pick up the phone.
Yeah, it's again, it speaks volumes to who she is as a human being, and I've been blogging about her a little bit, Bill, and writing about her, and I really don't have any ill feelings toward the Clintons personally on a one-to-one level. I think Mr. President Clinton was very nice to me on a one-to-one level. I do find a lot of fault in their politics and in the way they go about doing their business, and Mrs. Clinton especially. I mean, again, that phone call had to have come into her office or her bedroom that night, probably around 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, East Coast time, and she either refused to take it or was too afraid of what might happen politically if she did take it, and that's where the ball got dropped, and brave, young, innocent Americans were killed as a result. And I will never forget, and I know that my friends that were ready to respond will never forget. And she's gotten a pass so far. Hopefully she won't get a pass very much longer.
Well, I got to tell you, I was really surprised, Colonel, because that movie that depicted, what happened there, written by the men who were there at Ground Zero. Wow, I mean, it's very powerful. And they stayed as much as they could fairly apolitical, but it was obvious who was responsible.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and there's a very clear chain of command. And those phone calls and flash, we call it flash traffic, there's a way that even in the most remote parts of the world, if you're involved in combat or you're being attacked or surprised by enemy forces of some sort or another, there's a way you can flash traffic and make phone calls, satellite phone calls that go right to the top, looking for guidance and looking for decision making. So there's no way she did not have a part in that. And that movie was very, very powerful. The book is also very powerful. And I talked to people who were there, Bill, one-to-one level, and got their impressions about what was said, what was not said, and just how helpless they felt watching the smoke and hearing the gunshots and knowing that Americans were being killed, just how helpless it was. And, Americans should never be in that position ever, ever again.
Exactly. And they were put there by their own government, and we're talking about the Clinton administration, what the Clinton administration did. We think about, it was economically so sound, and regardless of all the other problems that went with the administration, but at what expense? I mean, we blighted the military during that period of time, and then comes 9/11, 2001, and we're sending men off to war, and we're going, wait a minute, we don't have things. We don't have the equipment that we need, and we're going to war here. And it was because of the Clinton administration. They already, took everything off the shelves, right?
They had, and I detail that very specifically in my first book, Dereliction of Duty, just how President Clinton really used the military to pay for a lot of the economy successes. I call it the peace dividend. He just assumed there would never be combat again and just robbed and raped and pillaged the military and put a lot of that money, move that money over into different coffers. And then we had 9/11, who I also would lay directly at his feet. I think he was the one that led us up to 9/11 and our many failed attempts to get bin Laden.
Well, Colonel, I'm sorry, we're out of time. The book is available at all the usual great places, and it'll be linked on our website, too, at BillMartinezLive.com, right?
That's it.
You got it. Lieutenant Colonel Robert Buzz.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.